Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Veterans Day, when we pay our respects to those who served in the United States Armed Forces. I'm not doing a Veterans Day show. I'll leave that for others. But as I start with some local bands with shows this week, I thought this song would give a nod to veterans. This is Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with Unknown Soldier from the new album Great Big House. They'll be playing Saturday night at the Warp and Weft in Lowell, Mass. It's Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band.
There's a window open by the the sea. There's a window open by the sea. 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 By the sea.
Smiling.
My apologies, I'm having a bit of a technical issue right now, trying to get the next song on. Here we go, I think.
This is called NyQuil Stinger, ladies and gentlemen. We got the thrills coming up. As if there could be a bigger thrill.
All right, that was a few local bands playing out this week. First, you heard Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band doing Unknown Soldier from their new album, Great Big House. Then Carissa Johnson with, oh, I just said, yes, they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Warp and Weft in Lowell. And after that, you heard Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart from her album Only Roses. She'll be playing Saturday night at Great Scott in Alston. Then Classic Ruins with NyQuil Stinger from Room Starts Spinning. Classic Ruins started in the late 70s, had some discs out in the 80s, and they're still out there. Classic Ruins will be playing at the 3 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on, oh geez, what day is that? It's on the weekend. I'm sorry, I'll have to look up that date. Anyway, the International Pop Overthrow will be presenting 20 pop and rock bands from Boston and beyond from Thursday through Saturday at the Union Tavern in Somerville, Mass. And this is the 16th year of this festival. I'll be playing a few bands now who are going to be playing at it. First, I have Glowbox with Anodyne from their 2018 album Fossil Fuel. Being formed in late 2013, though they'd all played in other bands through the years. Glowbox will be playing at the Union Tavern on Thursday night. We'll be right back.
would you say you do here?
That was a few more local bands who are going to be at the International Pop Overthrow. First, you heard Glowbox with Anodyne from their album Fossil Fuel, and they'll be playing at the Union Tavern on Thursday night. Then you heard Richie Parsons with Winter's Dream from his 2019 album Black-Throated Blue. Richie Parsons has been around the local scene for a long time with bands Unnatural Acts, Future Dads, Band 19, and others. And the Richie Parsons Duo will be playing Friday night at the Union Tavern in Somerville. Then Crunch Time with the single Outsourced, who will also be playing at that show on Friday night. Now you have two of the bands playing at the International Pop Overthrow Saturday night at the Union Tavern in Somerville. First is Tiger Bomb with One Thing's For Sure from their new album Uproar. And Tiger Bomb's an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine. Here is Tiger Bomb.
One, two, ready, go.
All right. Excuse me. That was Bad Marriage with the new single Ready, Aim, Fire from their recently released self-titled album. Great stuff there. This band is great stuff. They opened for L.A. Guns couple weeks ago, maybe. Maybe it was last week. And they're opening for all kinds of bands, getting more fans and all. It was excellent. Before that, you heard The Brigands with the title song from the 2013 album Night Patrol. The Brigands are a garage band that's been around for a long time, and some of the songs they do are covers of songs by other Boston bands. And the Brigands will also be playing Saturday night at the Union Tavern in Somerville for the International Pop Overthrow. And they haven't been playing out that much lately, so this is your chance to see them. And before that was Tiger Bomb with One Thing's For Sure from Uproar. And I said they will also be playing at the Union Tavern on Saturday night. So that's some great local stuff there. And now, how about some serious guitar? Serious guitar time, yes. I'm going to start with Jack J. Hutchinson, Haunted Bones, the first single from his new album, Who Feeds the Wolf. Hutchinson is a British blues rock guitarist and singer-songwriter. Lives in London, been gigging and recording for about 18 years. So here we go. Serious guitar.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks. I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Bone breaking tears.
This is the beat.
We'll be right back.
right, that was today's Serious Guitar Time. First, you heard Jack J. Hutchinson with Haunted Bones from Who Feeds the Wolf. He's a British blues rock guitarist. After that, you heard the German band Four Cool Cats with the single The Beast. Bassist John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany. He sends us the tunes, and the serious guitarist there is Guy Even Vandal. Then you heard Soren Anderson with City of Angels from his new album, Guilty Pleasures. Soren Anderson's a Danish guitarist who's been playing with lots of known musicians, particularly throughout Europe, for many years. And he's been the guitarist of Glenn Hughes' band in recent years. I actually saw him when I saw Glenn Hughes doing his Deep Purple show. Soren Anderson was his guitarist. Really good guitarist there. And he's also a songwriter and producer and co-owns Medley Studios in Denmark. Then let me see, what did we hear? We heard, okay. Oh yes, I just got this, in the mailbox now. Mike Zito and Friends album, a tribute to Chuck Berry. And Mike Zito, blues guitarist, he's got, his friends were quite notable on here, and that was Johnny B. Good. And the guest on this was Walter Trout, great guitarist right there. And then,